Well, it's time for Talking Rugby, or it's time to say goodbye to the Talking Rugby podcast. I'm Dave O'Grady. I'm joined by my Munster man, Alan, who's been with me through thick and thin all the way from the start to finish. Alan, it's been a roller coaster ride, but we've loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been fun. Definitely some rocky times, as you say, trying to organise things and trying to edit shows and computers crashing and recording software crashing and shows getting lost. But in between all that, it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. And I'd like to thank all the listeners out there, you know, across the world who tuned into the show every week and who supported us and sent in comments and feedback and questions for the panel. You know, and it's been really good. And I hope that we've provided for the last 2 years or so that we've provided a decent product to listen to every week. I know we haven't been everyone's cup of tea, but that's fine. You know, you're never going to please everybody. And yeah, thanks to everybody. Really, it's been fun. But I think I'm a bit burned out. A lot of the other panelists are burned out. You're burned out yourself
no doubt
as well,
Dave. No doubt about it. I can tell you something.
I think we're leaving the show at a good standard, rather than seeing it peter out for too long. And I'm happy with how we're exiting. There's been no, you know, knighted long knives, no conspiracy theories. It's all been a very friendly exit. I'm sure you'll back me up on
that
one.
I will indeed, Alan. I'll back you up 100%. There was no knight of the long knives, like a lot of shows, particularly in Ireland. We've seen it recently, a whole program, team of people just up and leaving. We've had none of that. So it's all been pretty good. A huge thanks, I suppose, Alan, to all our panelists, from yourself and Peter Lawless. When you started it, we had the likes of Tig in the shed in the middle of Kerry. We had Dohi over in France. We had lads in Australia, New Zealand. We've had parody accounts of Gavin Henson. We've had John Barnes. Unbelievable. Terrific.
No, John Barnes was the footballer. I think you mean David Barnes.
David Barnes.
never mind. We've
had mistakes along the way. Factual mistakes and trying to reverse the roles and trying to rewind live radio, which didn't seem to work.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's important to thank all the panelists that did come on, because, you know, they gave up their time to do it. You know, they had to reschedule, you know, different things in their lives in order to come on. And it equal thanks to the guys that came on regularly and the guys that came on once or twice, you know. Because the effort, it always stays the same, you know. And, you know, certainly all the different panelists, I think, added their own take to rugby, their own kind of style of talking. You know, you had William, who had no problem talking about certain things about Ulster. And, you know, Doc might have had a bit of a sage about it, a bit more kind of, you know, laid back and very intelligent attitude to things. So I think everybody had their own mix. And, you know, with all the positive feedback we got throughout the last 2 years, I think, not to toot our own horns too much, but I think we did a decent job and produced a decent show. It mightn't be the end of us in terms of a rugby podcast. I know that Talking Rugby is no more, but, you know, there's a couple of chit-chat amongst some of the panellists, and, you know, if the right things fall into place, there may be a rebirth of Talking Rugby under a new name in the not-too-distant future, but nothing guaranteed, and we'll see what happens, I suppose.
Exciting stuff there. And again, we also have to thank our promotional platforms, because we wouldn't have had the listeners and the support from all the Talking Rugby people if it wasn't for the likes of Boards.ie, ThinkBet, Profit, the Munster Fans Forum, Leinster Fans Forum, the Ulster Fans Forum. We really kind of spread the show out, and I think all the fans that tuned in regularly deserve huge credit.
Yeah, I mean, the sites are great. You know, the moderators and the administrators on those sites, you know, they allowed us have, you know, our little part of their forum to shill our product, which was really, really, really important and really appreciated by everybody, because, you know, you need a medium in order to spread the word. And those fora were absolutely great because they were basically reaching our target audience, which is those crazy, insane rugby diehards out there.
Yeah, terrific. And as you said, something might be in the pipeline in the future. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Well, from Alan Munsterman, terrific Irish rugby pundit, and myself, Dave O'Grady, presenter of the Talking Rugby podcast, we bid you farewell. Huge thanks. It's been brilliant, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
From the point of view of the country, I'd like Rob Andrew to take over as the head of NAMA.
In regards to Bo, I think on paper at least, he's Warren Gatlin's wet dream of a winner.
They're entitled to watch it. It is our rugby football union, not theirs. They didn't have the right, they didn't have the mandate to give my rights away to Sky TV. End of rant. End of rant.
Serge Blanco will be in the dressing room giving them evil stares. I think that'll scare them enough into doing something anyway. So,
can I get through the door these days, Serge?
This is Talking Rugby Podcast, the rugby show by the fans for the fans.